News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good evening. We are expecting scattered showers and storms to continue through the rest of this evening. Temperatures dropping into the upper 50s overnight. It's 6:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. You're just a few minutes away from Brewers baseball. The federal probe into last week's killing of an unarmed black teen continues in Ferguson, Missouri. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more from there on the latest.
Multiple investigations continue in the shooting death of Michael Brown, and one day ahead of Attorney General Eric Holder's visit here, the Justice Department says it's completed the third and final autopsy, the findings not yet released. And the family's lawyer confirms to Fox News that Michael Brown's funeral will be on Monday. Meantime, on the streets here in Ferguson, more protests.
We need justice.
I would feel glad if they get him the death penalty.
I hope that the young people learned their lesson last night. People got arrested and people got shot, and we don't need that type of atmosphere.
Law enforcement officials are also calling for daytime protests with nighttime quiet, but time will tell. In Ferguson, Missouri, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
A man already on trial for a 2008 murder in Wood County is now on trial for a 1984 murder in Portage County. 55-year-old Joseph Reinwan pled not guilty today to a count of first-degree homicide and the death of his wife Pamela in 1984. Police say he killed Pamela not long after she gave birth to their daughter. Authorities at the time believed it had been a suicide, but new evidence is pointing towards murder. Reinwan is currently being held at the Columbia Correctional Institute in Portage on a $100,000 cash bond. Texas Governor Rick Perry has surrendered to authorities. Before entering an Austin courthouse to be booked, Perry said he holds his head high, saying his actions were lawful, legal, and right. He was indicted last Friday after he vetoed money that was meant for the Travis County Public Integrity Unit. That's after local district attorney Rosemary Lemberg refused to resign following a drunk driving conviction. ISIS militants claim they have beheaded an American photojournalist. The militants have released a video titled A Message to America that reportedly shows a militant beheading James Foley. He disappeared in Syria in 2012. Sports tonight, it's the Brewers versus the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll have pregame starting for you next here on WSAU. The Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting some decrease in clouds, scattered showers and storms continuing through the overnight, a low of 59. Areas of fog and clouds in the morning, turning partly sunny in the afternoon on Wednesday with a high of 77. Partly to mostly cloudy on Thursday with a chance of showers and humid, a high of 79. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.